We're told the song White Christmas first appeared in Holiday Inn, a 1942 confection of a film based on Irving Berlin's idea to set a story at an inn that is only open on the 15 holidays of the year. The well-known hotel chain actually got its moniker from that film. Writing a number of holiday-related songs, Irving Berlin was surprised when White Christmas, sung by the film's star, Bing Crosby, became the breakout hit. He had expected Be Careful, It's My Heart to emerge as the most popular song from the score, but the wistful song about Christmas not only became the hit, it won Berlin an Oscar. In one song for one movie, Irving Berlin had managed to take the focus away from a holiday steeped in religious faith and put it squarely on the human, familial, and emotional side of Christmas. The Bing Crosby version of the song went on to sell over 125 million records, making it one of the best-selling records in history. Meanwhile, in 1954, Berlin sketched out a plot of a new musical movie for Paramount Pictures to be called White Christmas. It is that movie upon which the stage musical is based. Its plot is pure post-World War II Hollywood. Two successful song and dance men who met in the Army, Bob Wallace and Phil Davis, meet two singing sisters, Betty and Judy Haynes. There are complications as they get to know one another, and finally they end up as two couples. The movie became a classic of its time, one of the few Hollywood musicals you could count on seeing on television each and every Christmas season. But this stage adaptation is very much its own entity and had to be created as a brand new show. Words of Ted Chapin for the notes for this soundtrack recording of Irving Berlin's White Christmas. And it is the stage version of the musical White Christmas that the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre will present this weekend and next. And it's somehow fitting that this work, so lovingly centered on a story of performers preparing for a show, is the play selected for the Little Theater's first holiday offering in a decade, a greeting card to the grand holiday musical. Director Scott Collin and actors Kaylin Churcher and Christina Toussaint paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the show and a bit about Little Theater's history.
We're 94 years old. We're going into our 95th season next year. It's amazing. And you have the third longest continually running community theater in the country. So it's a pleasure. Now, you know, as of this year, I just became artistic director at Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre. And so that is, you know, to be counted among all the great names that have come before me in that 95-year history is just amazing and an honor.
And how do you come, for example, to say, this year we're going to do White Christmas?
Well, we decided it was time. Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre has not done a true Christmas show in over a decade. You know, we've done little cabarets, we've done little things for Christmas, but we decided this was the year that we needed to jump back in the four-way of the traditional Christmas musical. Originally, we were going to do Charlie Brown's Christmas, and we looked at that script and we said, you know what, we need to go bigger, and we want a bigger musical. We want something a little more, with a little more heft to it. And so that's when we decided on White Christmas, and the audition process was actually very, very quick. You know, the rights companies were very, very slow to get the rights back to us. And once we did, we hit the ground running. But we had 32 days between auditions and opening night. And so we put this up on its feet very, very quickly. And it's because of this hardworking cast that we were able to do that.
Is this a show you've known, Scott?
Well, I mean, everybody knows the story. Once I was chosen as the director for White Christmas, I try not to get too much source material, so I haven't watched the movie. So I try to make it original, but original as you can, because everybody knows White Christmas. It's very iconic. Everybody knows the songs. Everyone's going to be singing along with us. And so it's just, you know, going into that, you know that, and we try to make it as traditional as possible, but, you know, still putting the Little Theater spin on it.
And what drew you out?
Well, this show holds a special place in my heart because I have been in it before, and like Scott said, it's an iconic show, and it is just classic Christmas, heartwarming all around, fun for the whole family. And so I think that was the main drawing point for me, but also so many wonderful people came out for the show, and knowing that Scott was directing it, that was a huge draw too.
Aww.
So it's been a blast so far, and I think it really has, you know, 32 days to hear it like that is a crazy amount of time for the complexity of the show and also just how much it's made out of, too, with between the music and the dancing and all of the heart that's been infused into it throughout this time. It's pretty neat that we were able to pull it together so quickly, so hopefully that comes through to our audience, too.
And Kim, why did you say, I'm in?
Well, I think I also grew up watching White Christmas with my family, and it really is one of those iconic musicals that when you think of Christmas, you think of White Christmas. For me, the musical aspect is one of my favorite parts. There's some amazing, really complex harmonies that are in it that the cast has just done an amazing job with. We have some great musical directors working with us, the choreographer that does the dance. I think that the audience is really going to be taken aback by some of the really different things that are done in the show to make it a little bit unique. And it's just an all-around great, heartwarming experience for the holiday season for families.
Tell us, Scott, then, how did you strike that balance between what people expect and want to see and experience, and yet the little theater spin?
Well, I think it's all by accident, to be able to tell you the truth, because I have not seen the movie in a while, you know, and I've probably been 2 or 3 years since I've seen the film, maybe even longer. You know, I have some memory of what happens in that movie, but I think most of it just came directly from what spoke to me from the script.
When we think about that era and that time, what is it that plugs in so directly with the holiday spirit?
Well, for me, I kind of patterned the show against those 1970s and 1960s live televised variety shows. And, you know, when I was growing up, those were key. Those were key moments in my formulation process. Sitting down on the floor, you know, grandpa's in the easy chair, mom and dad are there. We're all watching Bob Hope do his variety show. And that was a family event. And that doesn't happen anymore. Those types of events where the entire family gets together and actually watches something on television, that era is gone. And, you know, in the era of Hulu and Netflix, you know, we just don't do that anymore. And so I wanted to harken back to that level of specialness. And I'm actually patterning the show as if the audience is in the live television broadcast. Like, this is being televised live in front of a studio audience, and they're in that studio audience, and that's how I'm doing it. So for me, that was so iconic to Christmas and so iconic to the holiday season.
Where are you looking for your inspiration for your characters?
Not to completely, you know, blow your head up at all, Scott, but really, I knew this character just from knowing the show, too. But it's that classic, you know, love story from that time period where it happened so quickly. And so that was something that I struggled with from the beginning, was trying to portray that love story in the right kind of way. And Scott really has helped us all bring the best from our characters and show that storyline in a sensible, kind of clear way. And so that really has helped me a lot. And just thinking of trying to put all that heart into it and letting that shine through, I think that the dialogue and the music all helped bring that to life, but also just playing off all the other actors, too. It's been kind of easy in a way because everybody is bringing so much heart to it, and so that's how.
I would concur with that. I think that the relationship that the characters have offstage with one another really allow us to build and develop our characters and really feel comfortable with one another on stage. So it's almost as if we're not portraying a character, but we have become that character. And I think Scott's given us that opportunity to do that without laying a heavy hand down to say, this is what I want and this is what I don't want, but rather to let us kind of take it and give us the freedom to work with it and see where we go with it. And I think so far we've gone to some pretty good places.
What about the notion of sentiment and sentimentality?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be leaving this show. I don't think it's so saccharine that they're going to be leaving with diabetes or anything. I think the characters are real, and that's what makes it special. You know, the characters that you see on stage have hearts and souls, and they're not just cookie-cutter ornaments. And I think that there's some real emotion going on in that stage, and that's what the audience is going to connect with. It's not just, you know, all day happy singing, dancing. I mean, well, that happens too. But the sentimentality of it and the heartwarming story really, you know, provides the backbone. And, you know, I think that's what they're going to leave with.
And you were talking about the support you get from the music, that the music and the characters as drawn really do propel the story. How are you working, Scott, with the music directors to make sure that all unfolds that way?
I have been blessed with a team that I can delegate the things that I do not do well to. While I sing, I do not understand music theory as probably as well as I should. But Joanna Brinsmith and Brenda Nybert have tag-teamed the music direction portion of it. Brenda's actually playing the show, and Joanna Brinsmith has been doing most of the teaching of the music. And those two are probably, you know, two of the most consummate musicians in the area. And so, you know, very, very blessed to have them on board. And so, you know, while the complex harmonies from Irving Berlin are all intact, you know, they taught them beautifully.
We always turn to Little Theater for real, live, breathing musicians.
One of the things I'm very, very proud to say is Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre is one of the few theaters in the area that still does live music, and we have a 7-piece orchestra that is backing our players. And so, you know, to find 7 musicians willing to play the holidays, that's a feat in of itself.
And what about that as singing actors? That must be a challenge and a joy.
I think as a performer, it's an amazing opportunity to be able to be backed by such a professional and accomplished orchestra like we have for this show. Hearing them play just a little bit together yesterday was amazing to hear it for the first time, and that lends itself to a whole new level of energy for the cast when you hear that music being played behind you and you're not using the musical tracks. It's just lifted, I think, our performances tenfold.
I completely agree. I think that going into that first music rehearsal where the band is first incorporated and you hear there's this layer of anxiety as a performer who's been working on the music for so long, not knowing what to expect and being scared of, okay, like what kind of level are they going to be at? How will we all fuse together? And like Keelan said, they sounded absolutely incredible, just like, if not better, than the music taken from the soundtrack. And so just to be able to know that now we can fully become the performers and be the characters without that track behind us, instead with that whole live band instead backing us, is really exciting and helps it come to life even more so.
Can you talk about the creative process with a song that you have, how the song and you come together?
So in this show, my character is kind of this almost washed-up performer who is now a concierge at an inn, but she really wants to go back to her life as a star. So I get to transform from someone who no one knows can sing or can dance or do anything and literally become that star on stage. And that's a really fabulous process to go through because you actually feel yourself becoming the character there, where you're standing in the middle of the stage and here you are, this, you know, professor, which I do in my day job, and here I am standing there singing on stage, and then all of a sudden I take off a jacket and I become this star. And there's something really exciting about that, and I think that's why so many people go to the stage to act, to experience that.
And what song is that?
It's called Let Me Sing and I'm Happy.
Do you have something like that?
Oh, I have a few like that. I think between our whole cast numbers that help move the story forward, and like we have a trio together, us and another one of the cast members, and then I have a song that a lot of it I sing myself, and for my character specifically, it helps demonstrate who she is underneath a lot of what she's been kind of bringing forth up until that point, too, and it shows a very raw emotional side of her, which is neat in the context of this show, too, because it's a very upbeat show for a lot of it, and then my song kind of slows it down, and it gives it a lot of emotion. And for me, it's exciting to be able to be one to have that sort of number in the show, because it is challenging for me to be able to try to portray so much with just, you know, my mannerisms and the singing, but it's a cool feat to be part of, and so... Yeah, there are a few instances in the show where our musical numbers really get to propel it.
And especially that song that she was just referring to, Love You Did Me Wrong. In the movie, if I remember correctly, like I said, it's been several years since I've seen it. When Betty is singing that song, they have backup dancers and all kinds of things going on behind her. In this production, she stands and she sings it, and it is elegant. And there's people on stage watching her sing, but we go back to those days of the old nightclub, the old, you know, the Songbird, and she does it beautifully, and she doesn't have to move a muscle, and she just captivates you. And that's a testament to Christina's talent.
Thank you.
And what about some of the comedic moments?
There's lots of comedy in the show. We have, playing Sheldrake is one of the funniest people I know, John Bepler. You know, he brings a lot of life to the stage. And David Janoski, one of the newcomers, he's out of Dallas High School. He does a lot of the physical comedy in the show. And so he's coming along wonderfully as a physical comedian. You know, we leave it to the young guys to fall down on stage.
And what about your sets?
Doing scene changes at Little Theater Wilkes-Barre is difficult because there's very little wing space. And so we do it with suggested pieces. You know, you understand that they're in a hotel room. You understand that they're in a green room somewhere. You understand that they're in a, you know, kind of a dive bar dressing room. You get it. You understand it. But we don't have full set pieces. But when that curtain, when the front curtain opens and you see that barn set, that will be something to behold. And it's something that it's one of those theatrical experiences, particularly at the end when the curtain opens and it's all decorated for Christmas. And it's really heartwarming. And it brings you right into the Christmas spirit and makes you want to go home and wrap presents. I think that they will be surprised by the large dance numbers. I think that, you know, Lindsay Cronauer, who is out of the David Blight Dance Studio, is our choreographer. And she did a marvelous job at teaching individuals that are not trained dancers how to tap. And she has a very unique way of doing that. And it's something that will kind of, I think, will take the audience by surprise that we fill the stage with, you know, let's face it, not trained dancers. They may have some dance experience doing theater, but they're not trained dancers and they are in step. And it is amazing to watch.
And you were speaking about what draws people to act, Kaylin, and that's part of it, isn't it? Everyone marshaling all of their own strengths, learning along the way and supporting each other and making something greater than the sum of the parts.
Absolutely. You feed off one another when you're on stage, and that energy becomes contagious. So even if you are having an off day, if you're getting to the theater and something happened and you were stuck in traffic or something like that, when you get on stage and you're with, you know, a dozen other people who are filling that same stage with both song and dance, it instantly changes your mood. And I think we do that for the audience, too. I hope we do that for the audience.
I think that when you step into any theater, but specifically, you know, Little Theater does an excellent job of helping you to forget everything that you're walking in with, but specifically this show, too, because of all the places we take you in it and the different levels of emotion that you can experience through it. And you feel part of it, even if you're sitting on the other side and you're sitting in those seats and watching, you are part of it because we rely on our audience too to really amp us up and get us going. And so it's a mutual relationship. And so hopefully people who haven't been to the theater before, who haven't experienced it, they just give it a shot. And I really believe that, you know, once you go, you can't deny the kind of feeling that you get from it. And this is a great show to start with. And it's White Christmas, but it is a holiday show. And it is a romantic comedy. And it's for the kids and for the parents and for everybody. So hopefully that draws in a diverse crowd, because I think that it really will please everybody who comes.
It's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock, Sunday at 3. And then we do the second weekend, the following weekend, and that's the 16th, 17th, and 18th, Friday and Saturday at 8, again, Sunday at 3. You can go to ltwb.org. And they will redirect you to a Ticketmaster webpage where you can get tickets, or you can also call the theater 570-823-1875 and call that for tickets.
You've talked a lot about the film. Why will we value this live experience of White Christmas?
There is always something special about live theater, about being in the same room with the people who are singing and dancing and putting in all that hard work and effort and toil. There is, and watching people enjoy themselves, there is an energy, an actual physical energy that happens between audience and cast that cannot be reproduced on any screen, large or small. And I think that's one of the things that I am saddened by the digital age, is that people are willing to watch a video or watch a YouTube video instead of going to the live theater and getting that live theater experience. You know, they're willing to wait until the movie of Les Mis comes out instead of going to Broadway and watching Les Mis, and that they're willing to settle for that. And that saddens me, because they will never understand the give and take of energy that takes place in a live theatrical experience. When you hear those horns hit in the overture, you know, your heart just you feel the vibrations of the music in your soul, and it's important. It's the live theater is an important piece of our lives, and it's something that everybody should experience.
Director Scott Collin, actors Kaylin Churcher and Christina Toussaint, speaking with us about White Christmas at Little Theatre of Wilkes-Barre, opening this Friday, December 9th at 8 p.m., additional shows December 10th, 16th, and 17th at 8 p.m., and matinees at 3 on Sunday, December 11th and 18th. Little Theatre of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street in Wilkes-Barre. For more information on the web, ltwb.org, ltwb.org. White Christmas at the Little Theatre of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street. And that's Friday, December 9th, Saturday, December 10th, and again the following weekend, the 16th and 17th, at 8 o'clock each night, matinees, Sundays, December 11th and 18th, at 3.